published on Way Beyond Green on May 1st, 2009, and written by Gemma Benton. Another link in the chain. This article holds two points of particular significance to me. The first is that this was held on the Kumeyaay Reservation near San Diego, where there was a Sundance ceremony some 10 years ago. The idea then was to use the ceremonies as a bridge between old and new, bring back the old ways, and start the healing. At the time, very little tradition was happening around the res. As always, and on every reservation, there were plenty of people dying, old and young, and with every burial, hopes get buried. Hope for the future, as well as hopes of salvaging traditions of the past. The Kumeyaay knew more would follow unless something changed. In their wisdom, a few of the Kumeyaay elders decided to put together a ceremony. Although the Sundance was not part of the Kumeyaay's ceremonial tradition, it served to bring the community together around a single spiritual cause. Of course, the usual "it's not our way" arguments made by the usual suspects offered little to nothing to improve tradition, culture, or spirituality, and created more unnecessary conflict. But in the end, the ceremony was beautiful and powerful and healing for the community. Now fast forward to today, and I read in Indian Country Today about yet another healing ceremony there on the Kumeyaay Res, provided by an Andean healer, bringing yet another opportunity and another layer to the continual healing for the Kumeyaay, their land, and their peoples. For a tribal people previously disabled with apathy, this community seems to be leading tribal nations on a path of healing and reconnection, old with new, north and south married in tradition. The second significant point for me is that you'll notice further down in the article a reference to the year 2012. While not directly related to the Mayan calendar, many of the indigenous prophecies seem to validate our present circumstances as a crossroads for mankind. Mayan elders seem to be indicating through recent presentations that the thoughts, actions, paradigm shifts we are creating in this moment may be leading us through the shifts that will carry us through 2010 and into an unforetold future. The seeds, if you will, of healing. See if within that context this article doesn't take another level of significance for you. And if so, we'd all love to hear. And here's the article from Indian Country.